from KQED.
KQED reporter Raquel Maria Dillon drove to Vacaville this morning. And Raquel, I have seen videos of fire trucks pulling up to homes to try to protect them. Do we have any sense of how many homes have been destroyed so far?
No, not yet, Brian. I can only tell you what I've seen, about half a dozen buildings burning on Pleasant Valley Road, which is like the western edge of Vacaville. And to be honest, I can't tell if those are, some are obviously homes because they have fireplaces, but others could be barns or plant nurseries or something. And I asked some firefighters here, they don't know yet either. This was a very fast-moving situation all morning, and the fire has burned into Vacaville proper, but no homes have been lost there, and Fairfield is threatened. That was all they could tell me. They're still assessing the damage.
What are the firefighters telling you about the outlook for today?
Well, I asked these firefighters how they're deploying resources, because it's the time of day when they assess and allocate, and they sort of joked, what resources, which is not very encouraging at the moment. They're just getting a handle on things. There are fires burning across the Bay Area. This particular fire, the Hennessy Fire, which is part of a lightning complex that started to the west of here, is burning from 80 up to east to 505 and to the 128. The firefighters are in life safety mode, they say. That means helping people evacuate homes and livestock and saving houses when they can. They said most people are complying with the evacuation orders. I don't see many folks around here.
And I have seen the picture that you tweeted of livestock actually trying to move around this fire. I imagine that you are seeing some plans being implemented to make sure that cows and other animals get out.
Yeah, as I was driving up this way, I saw a herd pressed against a fence. They were made nervous by the flames up on a ridge and wanted to get out. I saw a cow in someone's front yard and someone's garden that it had escaped. And I also saw a couple that had been killed. It's a dangerous fire. And the weather isn't going to help. There's an inversion layer, the same thing that has been baking us in this heat wave across the region all week. But that's pushing the smoke to the ground. It's unpleasant, of course, and dry, and there's ash falling right now. But it also means that they can't get water-dropping aircraft or helicopters here because there's just terrible visibility. It felt like I was driving into a big brown cloud as I was coming up 80 from the Bay Area proper.
KQED reporter Raquel Maria Dillon, thanks very much.
Thanks, Brian.